This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perek Yud Ches Mishnah Test. The Mishnah continues. Dani, we took a break for one Mishnah. Not sure why, but here's back to the halachas of Tumas Mito that was broken into pieces. Mito Shenignav Chetzio. Somebody came in the middle of the night and Taka stole part of the bed. He stole the Aruka, he stole the Ktsori, he stole the Shtei Krayim. Oy, Ovat Chetzio. Wasn't stolen, was lost. Nishkenav Kemino. Or there was one bed that an old man had, he passed away, so his sons divided his nechosim, so they divided everything, the field, the house, the two silver candlesticks, one took one and one took the other. You could do it that way, it's not efficient to do it that way. You might as well give the bed to one brother and the pair of shoes to the other brother and so on. Why divide the bed? But this is the way it was done. Or they had a shutfis, they had a hotel, and there was an odd number of beds, so one took 49 beds, the other one took 49 beds, and the 99th hotel bed was this. It needs chalukah. Tahira, it has din that's tahira because it can't stand as a half a thing. Now, l'chayr, we had a gemara that says to that. So the rav points out something very gishmak. That's only when it belonged to one person. So if, when your half a bed still exists, prop it up against the wall or whatever. But if it was a proper bed that shaykh to two people, and it's not your bed that was broken, so you're going to prop it up, you're going to fix it, it's going to be daita lakzira. But it's a bed that was taken apart, you only own half a bed, so now who says you're going to put it together with another part of the bed? You turn it into just pieces of wood. So well, there's no stomius that's I mean to put back together again, so there we see it as just broken pieces of lumber, and it's tahiru. Chiddush. Hichzirua, if it was put back, Hitaka put it back together again. It's a new entity. It's a new mitzias. It doesn't. We don't say that shivrei clay eights that were put back together and become tumah. That's halacha like we said only by clay mateches. Now there's a gewaldige zustal that the Gemara makes in Brachos Daf Nun Amud Beis. A totally unrelated subject. The Gemara brings a raya that whenever you have something that there are things that are a group, things that are together, and they break apart, we don't see them when they drift back together again, when they're put back together again as going back to their old matziv, we see them as a new entity. What's the tzushtal de Gemara? Daf Nun in Brachas deals with the halachas of Zimun. People ate together, they drifted apart, every single person went their way, and now they came back together, sitting again by the same table. Is this a hemshich of the old chevra, the old group that ate lunch together? Well, this is a new tzizamenshaft. This is a new chevra, a new social group. Samela, they're not chayv and zimun. The Gemara makes the tzushtal. The Gemara says it's only mekana labo that they get back together again. Mishnah Taharas points out a very important horror on this Gemara. In Mishnah Zayin, we had the shita of the Rash and Tosis and Sugadav Tezvov that talk about by Kera, Shohisa, Tmei Medris, is that it was taken apart, it's put back together, the old tumor comes back. And the goyin is matmiya. Vaseis lematzinu tum yishon elu b'kli matches. It's only a din derabon by kli matches that's chayzer l'tumaso. And we explain then the difference between broken kelim legabi a shem kli and legabi medris legabi a shame of a bed. But here we're talking about a shame of a bed. So the vort is that the bed when it belongs to two people is not imid to be put back together again. So there we mamish see it as a new entity, and that's why there's a chiddush here. The Gabi, these group of pieces of wood being put back together again in this oifim with the two shutfim and so on and so forth. So there we see it as something new. That's the shak of a tie, the Gemara and Brochas. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. That's the tzushtal. Like the goin, there's stam a very elementary principle. Once tuma is parach, it does not come back. Only by klimatches chazawa goiz. There's no mitzias of something that's not tummy befoil where the tuma comes back. Very fundamental machlaikis. In Kenyan, the Gemara Brachas a knapet zushtal. This is a din in tumah. Tumah is parach. That has nothing to do with social dynamics of people that are sitting together. What's the zushtal of the Gemara? Very hard to understand the Gemara over there. Lefi the Gro. Kemat araya to the Rash and Tosis. The Mishnah goes weiter. Mito mitama chavilo. All the parts of a mita became tumah. We quoted this Mishnah earlier when we were learning the beginning of the Perek Talach and mita. They're all mitame chavila, they're all mechubarim, one piece that's attached to the other pieces, the whole thing becomes tame, like we've seen now over the last few mishnayos. So mitahares chavila, you could also be toivul them as one thing, they're one goof, and they could all be put into the mikveh together to be mitahar. Divrei Elazar v'chacham maimrim, mitama evorim. Each one becomes tame by itself. That means the kera is not considered one entity with the meat itself. We discussed earlier, based on the Sugya Sukkah and elsewhere, we discussed exactly the parameters of the machlokes or blaz and the chachamim. But the chachamim hold each piece becomes tame for itself, mitaheres evorim. It can't become go into a mikveh all together, because all the pieces together, you're not getting everything into a mikveh, because the pieces, when they attach to each other, sides of the pieces don't get into the mikveh. When it's one piece, it's not a problem. When they're separate pieces, you have to be toivel the end of those pieces. If they're glued together, how could that go into a mikveh together? So you're going to have to take apart piece by piece, be toivel it, and painstakingly put it back together again. Now we're ready for the 19th perek, perek yutes. Really, a hemshich of Perek Yud Ches. Hamefarek es hamito, one who took apart, disassembled the bed. Picture yourself with a moving truck outside. You want to take apart the pieces of the bed in order to take up less space. So you take apart the aruka shtei krayim lahadbila, but he took it apart not because of moving, he took it apart to b'chtei litvoil. So the Mishnah is going to say tohor. And I have to understand, what's the issue of concern? The bed is a Rishon Letuma. It's not going to be Metama Adam. So you have to say the bed is an Avatuma because it was very Letuma. It was Tumas Medris. It was a Mita Shezov Yoshna Leo. So it's an Avatuma. It should be Metama Adam, except for the fact that over here the Mita was partly disassembled already. There was only half the bed. And the half the bed is Takanat Metame. And Samela, when he disassembles it, when he takes apart the pieces to be Tevil, so he doesn't become Tommy. The same idea, Vanigeh b'chavolin tohor. He touched the chavolin, or the crisscross strings that are in the bed frame in order to put down the blankets and the pillows on. So that is not metame, because that was only a chibur. That was a yad l'tumma. Mashenken, if the bed is not metame, so those strings are not a dover hametame b'fne atzmon. The yad l'tumma is not metame b'chiyah gavna. Now the Mishnah goes to the dinim of the chavolim of the mita. Hachevel, these strings that go across, la'irich, la'irich, me'emesei uchiba lamato. When does it become tome together with the bed? Mishi yisorek bo shloi shabatim. When there's three holes in between the chavolim. That means you can put strings across the length of the bed. They're just long strings going across. They're not going to hold the bed. The only way it could be considered something that's has mamoshus is only when there's crisscross, when there's shesiv erev, la'irich u'l'roichiv. So when there's strings across and there's already three boxes, you know, when you weave strings, so there's going to be formed between the cris and the cross, there's going to be little boxes. Those boxes are what we're referring to over here. When there's already three boxes, there's already an area which is finalized as having a place to sit down on, put a pillow down on. So that's a mokim. And then the strings are a chelik in the mita, the mekabel tumu with it. Now the Mishnah goes baiter. Ve'hanegem and akeshev alifnim. If somebody touches, their strings taka pulled across, but they're not crisscrossed yet. Hanegem and akeshev alifnim, the chelik that's close to the mefarshim called the chevel harishoin. So there he's Tomei. Minakesha v'lachutz, in the extra rope that's outside where the batim are, there he's Tor. Because that's not mechubal amita. That's not a string that's running along the bed, but it's not part of the bed, like we just explained. Nimei hakesha are the top of the strings that come out of the sides. The picture, let's say, if you go to one of these old museums and you have a wooden frame, we have bars of wood, and you have strings that are crisscrossing, so the strings come out of the frame of the wood, the top string that sticks out, hanegeh bitzorkoi, the chelik that you need to keep it firm, comes out, and then you tie the end. That chelik is part of the bed, because it's necessary to hold the rope into the bed, so then it's tame. Bekamu tzorkoi, let's say make a big fat knot, if you daim yisholosh etzbois, three etzbois worth that sticks out is still considered a functional part of the bed, and it's part of the rope to be mekabel tumah. After that, not.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.